In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So, today, Helen said it's Creation Sunday. Now, it's a special day where we want to think about all that God has created. But let me tell you, it's not just a day to think about the people, animals, pets, and plants. It's also a day to think about the person behind all this, our loving God, the wonderful, brilliant creator. God is the magnificent creator of all the things we can see. So what are some things we can see? Dogs, cats, anyone? Spiders, yes? Lions, lizards, trees, sea lions, and lots of other things too. But he's not just the Lord who created everything that we can see, but he's also the God who created everything that we can typically not see, like bacteria or wind. You need a little bit of help to see wind, right? So some other things we cannot see are oxygen, for example, that we need to breathe, or gravity. Now that's a funny name. Who knows what gravity is? Anybody heard that name before? Yeah, a couple of you have. Oh, most of you have. Good, good. So gravity is this unseen, invisible force that pulls things towards each other. That is what gravity is. And it also helps things to really keep close to each other. So for example, Earth's gravity is what keeps you and me on the ground, or what helps the apple to fall from the tree closer to the ground. Now I wonder, and I need your help for this, what would happen if God just decided to turn off gravity for a second? What would happen? Yes? Yeah, you would float around in the air, yes? Yeah, maybe you would go up and down, you would even probably hit your head on the ceiling, or maybe you know about the crocodiles down the street, a tear park, they might just float in through the window. Something like this. I'm sure that would create quite some distraction. Maybe some problems too. So today we want to thank Jesus, not just for his creation, but also for his wisdom in making things like gravity. We might not understand everything there is to know about certain things, but we can be sure and rest assured when we look at the world around us that God provides some helpful solutions to some extremely difficult and tricky problems like climate change. And I'm sure we'll hear about that a little bit later from the elder ones here in the church. So what else is there to thank Jesus for? When we look at his creation, we might also be reminded about Jesus's never-ending love. By the way, have you noticed in today's reading from the Bible that Jesus is called another name? What was he called? No, John is not who Jesus is, but he was called another. Yes, he was called the Word, like words that are used to speak, right? So in the reading today, the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So that means that Jesus was with God even before anything was made. So then the Bible goes on to say that the Word was not only there, but that the Word was God. Through him, all things were made, and without him, nothing was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. So what does that mean? It means that Jesus is not just an ordinary person, but that he is God himself. It means that through Jesus, everything has been made. In Jesus, there is life and energy. And it also means that Jesus is light. There is light in Jesus. Now help me with this for a moment. Tell me, without light, Is it easy or hard for us humans to see? What do you think? Yes. It's hard, right? Do you agree with me? It's hard to see without light. Now, I wonder, what is it that we struggle to see without the light of Jesus? Now, here's what I think. To be honest, it is actually quite helpful to know why Jesus is called the Word to answer this question. Do you wonder why Jesus is called the Word? Do you want to know it? Yes, you want to know it. So, Jesus is called the Word, and I thought about it, how I would tell you why he is called the Word, but I think I cannot put it in any better way than this. I read about a girl who was probably your age, around 8 or 9 years old, and she gave this brilliant answer when she was asked, why is Jesus called the Word? She said, Jesus is called the Word because Jesus is all that God ever wanted to say to us. Jesus is all that God ever wanted to say to us, and he is the truly special message that God has for us. The most important message that God wants to tell us is this, and I'm sure that you have heard this one before. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for our sins. And God raised Jesus from the dead so that whoever believes in him can live with God forever, can have eternal life. Do you know what the best part about this message is? The best part is there is no exception to this rule. Okay? So everyone who believes in God can be saved. And this is great news. So let's thank him today. Let's thank God that Jesus himself is his special message to all of us. Let's thank God for his never-ending love, because even before he created us, he had a plan that would keep us close to him forever. Now, what's important to remember is this. God made everything with great love in his heart. In fact, he loves all that he has made. He hates nothing that he has made. So even when we mess up and make terrible mistakes, he still loves us, and his love never ends. And you know what? When we are mad at someone, we need to remember that God loves them too. And when we look at this world, we also need to remember that when he created everything, he loved everything. And God asks us to love those who hurt us just like he loves us. Now, I'll be honest with you, this can be quite hard. And we'll think about this more in a moment, about why actually God wants us to love people and his world just like he does. But before we do that, I want to show you some more pictures. And this time, I'm going to show you two animals on each picture, an adult and a baby. And I want you to guess if they belong to the same family. Okay? Are you ready? All right. So, do you think these two belong to the same family? Yes, it looks like that. Okay, we go to the next picture. How about this? No. The one above is a monkey, and down there you have a zebra. So really not the same family. Hey, but what about this? Same family? No. A lion and a mouse, really not the same family. And finally, yes, looks like a German Shepherd family to me. So, have you noticed that the babies kind of look like their parents? Have you noticed that? Yes. They just seem like mini versions of their parents, and that makes it really easy for us to recognize them as coming from the same family. And this is also the reason why God wants us to be like him. He wants us to be mini versions of him. So When we love people and take good care of his world, people look at us and they will recognize us as coming from the same family of God. And before we close out today, let us quickly look at something you guys did last week. I know that's a long time ago, for Creation Activity Day. And you were not alone. There were also some people from St. Andrew's Church in Zurich, and you guys worked together to make posters and pictures about God's creation. Do you remember that? No, not really. But you will remember it in a bit. You'll remember it in a bit. So today you guys have a chance to show it. And maybe you can join me here in the front. So we have here, so Sornita and Nate, maybe you want to show this poster. You can just stand up and show a climate change poster. I think the Elkids work on this poster that shows the impact of climate change, right? Good. And now, why don't you guys come to the front here? I need some help to hold this up. It's quite long. So Samuel, maybe you can hold this. And I will come here to the middle. So. So what do you see on this poster? What is on this? There are the 7 days that God made. Maybe someone can explain what we see on the first day, the second day, the third day, and so on.
You see the cloud and you see the sun.
Yeah. Light and darkness. And we have some water over here. Here we have some trees. Over there. Night stars and moon. Then we have fish. Is there a shark? No, not really. So we have swimming, probably swimming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they are swimming. And then day 7. What is happening on day 7, guys? What's happening?
God is chewing.
God is chewing. He is having a great party. Thank you, God, for all that you have made. Thank you for using us, no matter which of you. In Jesus' name, amen.